Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How does this compare with others like Lyft or Didi or even traditional taxis?
Right. We have no clue. They've never shared their data. Lyft has said it would release a similar report, indicating that they're collecting data and have a reliable reporting system. Uber worked for 2 years on this to pull this together. But there's nothing like this in place, breaking down any specifics in the taxi industry, the limo industry, or on public transit. So we have no basis for comparing it.
So I guess the way to get them from the other ones is for passengers to demand it.
That is definitely one route to doing it. There's also a lot of pressure that's been mounting that we've been talking to people at the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, Ralliance, and you know there were about a dozen others that either worked alongside Uber for the past 2 years to come up with the reporting methodology or came out in strong praise saying thank you for finally counting this and saying that they expect or they hope that other companies, other leading corporations in hospitality and tourism, and especially in the hotel and the cruise line industries, for example, to come out with similar reports and use the methodology that they worked with Uber to put together.
So I suppose the fear on their part is that people will look at this and go, oh, I don't feel safe. Look at all those attacks. But maybe the opposite. Maybe people will say, thanks for outing yourself so we know what the facts are.
That's definitely the position that Uber is taking, as are some of the leaders at the National Sexual Violence Resource Center and some of the other advocacy groups, saying, yes, these are horrible. These were not minor assaults. These ranged from non-consensual kissing to non-consensual penetration. This is 3,000 out of 3,000 assaults happened on 1.3 billion trips last year. Now, proportionately, that's small, but that's still very upsetting and not okay,
And I wonder if people are surprised. I mean, these aren't all passengers. You get in these cars with a young woman late at night, and I always worry for them.
Yes, that was one of the most surprising pieces of this report to a lot of people, which was that nearly half of the victims were drivers, and often that hasn't been discussed as much. So, a lot of the drivers that I was talking to late last night and early this morning were saying that they would like to see some screening of passengers.
Yeah, how would that work?
That's a great question, and probably, something that's going to be a lot of more conversation around.
Yeah, right, picking up strangers in your car.
Yeah.
And they're sharing the data with their competitors. What's the point of that?
Well, they share the data with the world. Like, it's out there. Their competitors, what they want to do, and what some of the advocacy groups want to do, is share the methodology they use to collect it, so you can actually compare apples to apples, and you're not, changing the way something's reported or downplaying an assault to the least vicious act. They go to the point, according to some of the advocacy groups, of actually being overly inclusive in some cases. So the desire is to share the methodology so we as a society can get a much better idea of what's going on, measuring it, and then taking action.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.